Brilliant as always. Thanks everyone for being here on Saturday afternoon. I'm going to tell you today about integrated data management, the what, the why, and the how. Usually when I talk, it winds up being nuts and bolts. This time I thought I'd take a step back and give a really conceptual talk because I think that's been the missing piece in the way research programs and centers think about data management. I started by asking, how do you know if you have a data management problem? And upon reflection, I came across a great sage, Jeff Foxworthy, a country comedian, who asked, what does it mean to be a redneck? You might know you have a data management problem if any of the following things are occurring. Your graduate student just told you it'll take 3 weeks to figure out how many males over 18 completed your last three studies. If no one seems to be sure if that file with the hideous file name is the last one you're supposed to analyze, or if just combining phenotype and genotype data from earlier studies is going to take you a new R34 grant. That's a very inside joke that only researchers would laugh at. I'm going to tell you the punchline of the talk because I don't want to bury the lead. I think the problem with research data management is that at the program and central level, we're using an outdated process. The world has moved on, and we have not kept pace with it. The solution is to update the process to make sense and fit the new reality of how we acquire, curate, and use data. Some of the change drivers in this process are the publish and forget model is fading away, and persist and share model for data is emerging. There's a new focus on translational research. There's an increasing need for multidisciplinary collaboration, especially in areas that are studying behavior. As we've all learned from the last 20 years of work, behavior is really, really, really hard to understand, even if you can know a lot about genes and about what the brain looks like in an fMRI machine. There's a growing quantity and types of big data, and last but not least, funders like Dan are insisting on data sharing. I think the point of Dan's last talk was data sharing, it's not just a good idea, it's the law. Okay, so let's take a step back and think about how research used to be done, and in fact how it's still frequently done in a variety of areas. There's some research subject or research area where a group or a site conduct a study and they collect a data type about it. You have phenotype data or genomics data, and then they pose a research question about the data. Hopefully they pose the research question before they design the experiment, but that's not always the reality. After the research question is answered, the data is archived, and it is never, ever seen again. It lives somewhere conceptually in a graduate student's laptop, but it's a rarity for it to be reused. Here's the world we live in now. Research is conducted across multiple sites. A site can run many studies and collect different data types in the course of each individual study, and it can pose a variety of research questions, some pulling data across studies, across data types, and across sites and groups. Now, this is all really exciting, except that we're still using the old process for creating clean, analyzable data sets from all the data. You have the ability to pose really interesting, innovative questions about a variety of data types. But before you even begin to answer the question, you have to locate all the data of interest, you have to extract it, you have to organize it, then you have to transform, clean it, and finally, then you have a clean data set where you could do some initial exploratory data analysis that tells you if you're on the right track. Ideally, you want to do this many times in order to converge on a good question, but you have to do this every time, over and over again, every time you pose a slightly different research question about the data. The solution looks like this. You develop a set of integrated data management processes that allow you to do the curation work and the organization work up front. You still have to do it. There's no magic bullet that allows you to avoid doing the hard thinking about how your data ought to be organized and what your data quality standards really are. But you only have to do it once. When you come to ask your exploratory analysis question, you can rely on having clean, highly curated, well-documented data that allows you to answer a question quickly in a matter of hours instead of months and days, which the previous process sometimes requires. All right, what some of you are thinking now is this sounds really beautiful in theory, great idea, Leon, but does anybody actually do this successfully? The answer is yes. Some folks that we work with, like the Simon Simplex Collection, Simon's VIP, Autism Speaks, Yale, and Marcus, all do this successfully, as well as some folks who we don't work with yet, like Ian, although we're a close collaborator, and Paul Law is up next, and University of Washington, where Jeff Munson is running a great project, and Cold Spring Harbor Labs, I think Tony Leota is here, who runs the data management group. The next question is, how do you do it? What does it take? It takes a lot of planning and a lot of work. I started by listing the major challenges, and we already talked about two of them. One is that we have many studies, many data types, and multiple sites. The one I haven't talked about yet is you have frequent changes to protocols. Research studies are living things that evolve. Part of the nature of research is that it changes as you do it. We need to build processes that are robust enough to handle that dynamic change. Your integrated data management processes have to cover three major function areas. That's data acquisition, data centralization and curation, and data utilization and distribution and dissemination. And how do you do it? The same way you do every other complicated process. You get the right technology, you get the right people, and you build in the right procedures in place. The right technology involves building stacks that support highly customizable, highly dynamic processes that have low maintenance costs over very long lifespans, like 10 years. Right people means having an cross-disciplinary, cross-functional team, or at least a share of one that's shared across a bunch of projects that allows you to do complicated things with the right expertise. And the right processes mean good governance, good project management, but really importantly, it means centralization of data management function. When you centralize your data management function, you serve a variety of stakeholders, not all of them, but a good group of them, like the PIs, staff scientists, statisticians, clinicians, and offer them a variety of functions under data acquisition, data curation, and data dissemination through one centralized resource. Doing so enables you to provide these to serve those functions efficiently and allows that central data management core to do advanced planning and to create efficiencies of scale, which a solo data manager working in your closet, which many of them are, and they're, you know, they're underrepresented group, cannot possibly do. How do you get started? Looks like a big problem, and it is. I think you can get started small. I think you can pick one critical pain point, decide that you're going to solve it using a scalable process. You identify your most urgent need, and then make sure that the solution is scalable. It takes a little bit of planning, but if you can build it in an extensible way, then all you have to do is rinse and repeat. You solve your first problem, then you move on to your next biggest pain. If you do that for enough times, you're going to absorb most of your data management pain into that central integrated management process where you can handle it much more efficiently than you do now. We have real live examples of that at some of our customer sites. Some of you know all about the resources available, some of you don't. Obviously, NDAR is one. They're a great body of data management expertise. Institutional IT might be helpful, it might not. Really depends on your institution. Feel free to visit PrometheusResearch.com. We have a resources section where we're going to try to accumulate everything we know about best practices in data management. And I wouldn't be earning my keep if I didn't plug our open source RexDB project as the tool of choice for building integrated data management solutions. Since 8 minutes is not enough for me to tell you everything I know about data management, you can email me with questions. Thank you.